Amen. Amen. Well, it feels like homecoming to me.
Amen. Amen. What a blessing. What an honor. And I don't take it lightly. I appreciate Brother Shepherd letting us be here. And funny thing about it, I've got a watch. I never can tell time. I don't know why I look at it, but I can't tell time. But flag me down at about 20 minutes. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 3. One verse of Scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3. I had something else on my heart. I studied this morning, and I told my wife, and I don't know if all preachers are this way, but I am. I have a hard time, Brother Ballou, trying to get it from my head to the paper, or from my heart to the paper. I have a very difficult time. And I'm a very unusual character. Sometimes I've got a thought, I'll write down the thought, I'll write down a verse, a scripture, whatever it may be, and I'll meditate on it, and I'll read it, and God starts giving me something. I got to get up and walk around for a minute, and I'll come back and I'll try to get it all sorted out in my mind. I realize that God can do anything He wants to. Sometimes I've had the notes be a hindrance to me. And other times I had to stay with what I had written down. So I don't know how it's going to go today. Amen. You pray for me, all right? 1 Timothy chapter 3, stand with me if you will. Verse 16, one verse of Scripture, or verse 15, I'm sorry. One verse of Scripture. Paul was saying here to young Timothy, he said, "But if I tarry long, that thou mightest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Pray with me. Father, I need your help today. Thank you for the Word of God. I pray you do something with us today. Use us for your honor and glory. May the Word of God go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Help us encourage our hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Paul was telling young Timothy, he said, "I'm going to be gone for a little while. But if I tarry long, there's some things you need to know about how to behave yourself in the house of God." Amen. And I think that's very important for you and I to know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. As adults in the house of God, we are setting an example for the children. They're looking to you and I. What we do, they will do. We don't pay attention, they ain't going to pay attention. We try to balance our checkbook during church, they're going to do the same thing. We need to know how to behave ourselves in the house of God. Amen. Set the example for the young ones. They mock what we do. How many times, Miss Wendy, have I grabbed little ones? If I raise my hand or say amen, they do the exact same thing that I do. Amen. We are teaching them. We are training them up in the way that they should go. We ain't always got it right either. But we're set the example in the house of God. This don't have nothing to do with missions, but I hope that it does. Amen. But this is what's on my heart, all right? Pray for me. So Paul said, Timothy, if we're going to go and start a church, if we're going to go and take over a church, if we're going to go and fill in at a church, what kind of church do we want? Like it or not, the church takes on the personality of the pastor. Amen. And so the church takes on our personality. Amen. And so there's some things I think we ought to look for that we ought to try to encourage and do when we go and fill in, when we go and preach, or when we go and start a work. There's some things you and I should do to set the example at the house of God. Amen. They are looking to the preacher. They're looking to that pastor. You are setting the example, whether you say amen or oh me. You are setting the example in the house of God. They are looking to you and they're looking to your wife on the example that you set. Amen. I want to encourage you. I'm not trying to be mean. I want to encourage you today. Amen. So what does need to go on at the house of God? If we go, if we fill in, I want my preaching, I want it to be a scriptural church. Amen. Amen. I think Paul set the example about that. Number one, we say we believe the Bible and thank God for that, and we do. But do we practice the Bible? A lot of preachers say, "Well, I believe the Word of God," but they don't practice what they preach. Amen. To be a scriptural church, we need to believe the Bible. Believe it's inerrant. Believe it's infallible. Believe it's inspired. The Bible said in Psalm chapter 7, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Amen. That's the Word of God. We need to declare that today in the hour in which we live and those that we run with. We believe the Bible. Secondly, not only do we believe it, we believe what it says about salvation, that all are lost, but that all can be saved. Amen. We believe what it says about baptism, not sprinkling, but baptism. We believe the gospel. We believe its principles. We believe its precepts. Amen. So we preach the Bible. Amen. And thank God for the men of God that stand up and encourage me throughout the years. They have preached the Word of God to me and my family. Amen. And I thank God for some of those men are gone. Brother Milford Biddle, gone on to be with the Lord. A great encouragement to my heart. Amen. He said, Brother James, he said, I didn't really preach like this and memorize Scripture like I do until I was in my 50s. I'm 52, excuse me. And I thought, my Lord, I'm so far behind where he was at. But he set the example. He laid a good foundation and said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. That's what Paul said. So we ought to preach the Bible. Amen. Believe it. We ought to preach it. Don't share it. Preach the Word of God. Amen. We ought to preach it with power. Amen. We ought to preach it with a passion. We ought to preach it with a purpose. And we're preaching to people that are lost and don't know the Lord. Amen. We preach the Word of God. We don't try to change the message. We don't try to change the method. We don't try that. We just preach what the Bible says. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, that talks about that. We are to rightly divide its truth. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. He said study. That's what we need to do as men of God, to study that Bible. I'm guilty. I need to study more. I need to read more. I need to pray more. But I cannot stand up before you and say, listen, I haven't. Yes, I have studied the Word of God. Amen. God has fed my soul. And in this last 2 days, God has done something in my heart. And over the course of a month or so, God has burdened my heart for the work of the ministry. Amen. Amen and amen. We're getting old. I mean, what are we going to do? Let's do it now for the glory of God. Time's running out. Jesus could come back today. Amen. We don't know, but let's get busy about the work God has called us to do. Rightly divide His truth. Hey, we are to warn. We are to instruct. We are to correct. We are to encourage. We are to exhort. But we are to expose as well. Amen. That's what Paul said. If you read the book of Timothy, he said all that reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come. Amen. I believe now it has come. They won't believe sound doctrine. Number three, we don't only believe it, not only preach it, but we practice what it says. Now, I realize that we're not all the same. And we'd probably disagree a little bit on some things if we were to sit down and talk. And we probably don't all dot our I's and cross our T's the same way. But the principles ought to be the same. Amen. There are some things that we have that are probably just preferences, be honest with you. Amen. Right or wrong, just preferences. But we practice the Word of God. James 1 says, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. Psalm 119, 105, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 19, 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. David said one more time in Psalm 19, he said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's the foundation. That's what you and I need as men of God in this day, to have the word of God hid in our hearts that we might not sin against God. Amen. I realize we're flesh. I realize we can fail. But thank God the Bible said, if a righteous man falls 7 times, he'll get back up. Amen. In Ephesians it says, our conversation, that's practice now. My conversation, the Bible said, let no corrupt communication proceed from your mouth. That's Psalm 19:14. That word talks about in our conversation how you and I speak around others. What do we say? What do we talk about? There's some things we should never talk about. There's some things we should never say as men of God. There's some things we should never hear as men of God. Amen. But it ought to control our conversation. It ought to control our convictions. It ought to control my clothes and my conduct if I'm practicing what the Word of God says. Amen. Secondly, I say, here's what kind of church I would desire that the Lord let me have or try to build. Yes, I want it to be a scriptural church, because without that, there's no other foundation. The Word of God is the foundation. We must have that as the foundation. Secondly, let it be a spiritual church. Amen. The Bible said that we may walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill what? the lust of the flesh. It ought to be a spiritual church. Walk in the Spirit. Amen. If we live in the flesh, let us also, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Romans chapter 8 verse 1 said, There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. We ought to walk in the Spirit as a body. You and I walk together in the Spirit of unity as the body of Christ. We ought to worship in the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says that in John chapter 4 verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You got to have both. Amen. That's the kind of church we desire today to have. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, but by the grace of God, we're talking about walking now, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Amen. Spiritual church. What's what I desire? Well, I want a scriptural church. I want a spiritual church that my children can feel the presence of God when they come in. Amen. The Bible talks about coming into His doors and His courts with praise. Psalm 100. Coming to His gates with thanksgiving and singing praise unto our God. Our children need to see that. Who are they going to see that from? Somebody else? No. They need to see that from you and I. They need to see us hold up our... They need to see us testify. They need to see us shout and praise the Lord for what He's done. Because God has been good to me. And God's been good to my family. And God's been good to you as well. And we ought to thank Him and praise Him for all that He's done. Brother Bill said this many times, Brother Ballou, you might have heard it. He said, you can't build a church on singing, but you can't have much of one without it. Amen. Well, I think we ought to have a singing church. Amen. Amen. Bible says in Psalms or Ephesians chapter 5, it talks about why that we sing. You know why we sing? I sing to Him. Amen. I sing because of Him. I sing about Him. Amen. That's why we sing. Let me read to you Ephesians chapter 5 if I can get there. Chapter 5 verse number 19 says this. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Ought to be a singing church. When we come in, there ought to be a song on our heart. We ought to be ready to sing and worship Him, for He alone is worthy to be praised. I sing to Him. I sing about Him, but I sing most of all because of Him. Amen and amen. Have we been saved so long that we can't look back and remember what we were and where we were when God saved us and called us to preach and all that He's done for us? The song still ought to ring true in my heart today and yours as well. You know, there's been times we'll walk through the house. I'll be singing one song, she's singing something different. Kids may be singing something altogether different. But you know what? We're singing about Him. We're singing for Him. And we're singing to Him by the grace of God. Amen. Because of what He's done for us. Thank God He's worthy. I think nextly it ought to be a shouting church. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 21. Why do we shout? Boy, there's something that stirs my soul. When we come into the house of God, and Josh is on the piano up there playing, he's playing a song. Most everybody, if I'll stop and listen, most everybody will be either humming or they'll be singing what he's playing. We get into Sunday school. Sometimes it ain't Sunday school, it's a testimony service. And there's times where we get in the service and the preacher don't even preach. We're just shouting. Somebody will send him a testify and God's on them. They're not telling some old stupid story. Now, I've heard some that tell stupid stories. You wish they'd sit down and shut up. But there's some that will stand up under the power and inspiration of the Holy Ghost and they'll start to testify about the grace of God. You'll see somebody else jump up over here and raise their hands up. You'll see somebody else, and before long, everybody's shouting. The women are shouting. The men are shouting. And we're praising God. Why? What brought that on? Because God said, I'm going to be glorified in the midst of the church. Amen. Amen. We shout because of Him. We shout because of His presence. We shout because of His piety toward you and I. And we shout because of His protection. There's a lot more that can be said. 1 Samuel chapter 4, Ezra chapter 3, verse 11. Remember the old men? The Bible talks about the ones that saw, they were aged men. And they saw that first temple.
When they laid the foundation of that second temple, you know what happened? They started to shout and to praise God. And the congregation couldn't tell if the shouting over the weeping, they couldn't tell. But they knew they was excited about they were looking forward to the presence of God. Amen and amen. Amen. Sanctified church, nextly. Set apart. What is sanctification anyway? It's not just you and I just stop doing something. It's more than that. We are set apart for a sacred service. We are set apart for the work. 1 Corinthians 1:2, under the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. I'm set apart for a work. You're set apart for a work. We work in the Spirit. Amen. We walk with Him in the Spirit. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for Himself. The Bible said, the Lord will hear when I call unto Him. 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing.
Right.
Sanctified church, we're set apart for a service. And God cannot use a dirty vessel.
Right.
Amen. God not only cannot, God will not use a dirty vessel. Sanctified church. Then I think we ought to be a soul winning church.
Amen.
We ought to be excited about what God has done for us and want God to do that for others. The Bible said where there's no vision, the people perish.
Right.
If we have no vision, we're done.
Right.
We are dead. It's just a matter of time when we lose our burden for sinners and our vision for a lost and dying world. We become more like a social club and we forget why God saved us and what God has done for us. We ought to be a soul winning church. We ought to have a vision. Every time I think of that, I think of Brother Bell. Lord, give me a vision. But now we don't sing that song. Here's what we sing. Lord, give me a television on my heart. Some movie lay. That's what we sing now. But God, we ought to sing the song Brother Bell sings. Lord, give me a vision. We have lost family. We have lost members. I have lost children. I need a burden for them. I need a vision that God would give me for their lost and dying soul. That I would learn, hey, that I must do what I can in this body of flesh to reach them for the cause of Christ, whoever that may be, wherever that may be. God, here am I. Send me. So in the church, we ought to be a serving church. Here's how we ought to serve. We ought to serve in love. Amen. We ought to serve expecting God to do it. Because we can't. But He can. That's what He said last night, right? We can't. But God can. We won't. Sometimes. But God will. Amen. Be a serving church. Be an expecting church. We ought to go. We ought to grow. And we ought to glow for the glory of God. And I ran out of notes. Has that been 20 minutes? Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Shepherd.
Amen. Amen.